This call
Mike Ferguson
is being
here
recorded.
With GenSource Potash. I appreciate the time you've taken to join the call today. This is the next in our installment, I guess, of quarterly phone calls that we started to put together early last year, and something we hope to continue. I guess if there's some feedback on the value of the calls, we'd be happy to hear that too, but we see them as an effective way to communicate some of the nuances of what's going on that is not really possible to communicate in written news releases. So, welcome. I'd like to start with some introductions. We'll talk about recent activities, talk about next steps for each of those activities, and we'll give you a little bit of an update on the status of the project, the Vanguard 1 project. Also talk about some of the issues around financing that are currently going on now, too. Start with some introductions then. As indicated, my name is Mike Ferguson. We have on the line with us Rob Thuray, our CFO. Also from GenSource, we have Deb Morsky, our VP of Corporate Services, and Paul Neufeld, our project manager. So that's the GenSource crew on the line here. I'd like to start off by welcoming our relatively new UK and European investors who are hopefully online with us this evening in the UK rather than this afternoon. So welcome to you. Thanks for joining. I'd also like to introduce, although he's not online, our new board member, John Ryan. He'll start to integrate into the company as we move ahead in the next couple of weeks. You've probably all seen the news release about John. Very, very strong background in corporate finance, specifically in the agricultural industry in North America, through his affiliations with both FCC Canada and that's the Farm Credit Corporation Canada and Rabobank of North America in a couple of different roles with them too. So a very, very strong individual on the finance side, but also on the leadership side in terms of how he has demonstrated in real life the effectiveness of fostering an environment where high-performing teams can prosper and how that benefits both the company and their shareholders. So we look forward very much to integrating John into the group. And, you'll hopefully be able to meet him directly on the next call. All right, excuse me, we'll launch into recent activities. I want to go over a couple items just quickly, and then we'll focus on the major area of recent activities, which is the U.S. market, of course. But I want to touch on India, because we have put a lot of work into India over the past several years, and those connections still continue. We continue to believe that our model makes a lot of sense for the fertilizer needs, specifically the potash needs of India, and we maintain our connections at the various importing groups. They're mostly SOE or public corporations in India that do the importation and distribution of fertilizers into the country. So we maintain those relationships and continue the discussions around developing a project specifically for their needs. So that continues. We've also, as you may know, had activities in Brazil for a very long time, and just recently have had the initial written expression of interest for the purchase of product come from one of our partnerships in Brazil. So we're in the process now of translating, if you will, that initial expression of interest into an offtake agreement. So we're hopeful that's a good sign for the Brazil market, and we can create a supply agreement into Brazil over the coming months as well. So I just wanted to make sure everyone is aware that those two initiatives have not stopped. They carry on in the background. The main focus of our attention recently, though, since last October or so, has been into the U.S. market. We've discussed this, so I won't go into terrible detail of what we've done there. But recent activity, of course, has been the signing of two non-binding MOUs, Memorandums of Understanding, for the purchase of product with two large and credible and active ag industry players based in the United States. They see the value in this model in terms of identifying a source of supply that's long-term and reliable for their marketing and distribution needs. These MOUs were announced in late March with the target to turn those MOUs into definitive offtake agreements. So the offtake agreement is just the purchase and sale agreement for future product to be produced at a project. Both of these groups have been tremendous to work with so far. They've been responsive and supportive. They're listening very closely and participating in the discussions in a very positive way. They certainly see the value in the business model that the GenSource is proposing, and are actively supportive of helping us along that path. As I mentioned, the definitive offtake agreements, we had indicated a target to get those complete by the end of the month. That's a self-imposed target. We wrote it into the MOUs. It's not a cliff over which the company falls on after the end of the month, but it's a target, and an aggressive target, to keep us on task, both parties on task and focused to get the work done in a timely way as possible. The whole idea of setting targets for completion, of course, is to keep everybody focused and as efficient as we possibly can be, because, as we've communicated, we hope to be in the field in construction this summer. And if we take that as a plan and back some dates up from that time, it says that we need to get this agreement in place as quickly as possible in order to make that construction this season possible. So that's the offtake agreements. They're in active discussion now into some details, and moving ahead smoothly so far. The next steps, those are what we see as our recent activities in the various markets that we're working on. And as I indicated, almost all of our focus recently has been in the U.S. market, and turning the MOUs into offtake agreements, which will then move into project finance for the project. The next step, of course, coming out of that are, first off, the offtake agreements. They have to exist first signed and final form before we can move past that milestone. We won't hold one up for the other. We'll move ahead with one, whichever one happens first, we'll move ahead with. So they will occur and probably be announced separately as they come to fruition. Each one of those then becomes the foundation for project financing. The financing of the project, Rob will talk about in a little bit, is the next big milestone. Following the offtake agreements, work has already started on that front. We're not waiting for the offtake agreements to be complete. So we're already in discussions with large and capable ag industry lenders and equity providers to put together a project financing package for a project or two. But the offtake agreements need to be in place first before the financing can be completed. So we'll talk more about that shortly. Those are, in addition to the offtake agreement for the Brazil market, which takes a small portion of our focus. The major items are simply completing those business arrangements and then completing the project financing, which again leads to construction, hopefully this summer. In terms of status for the Vanguard 1 project, as you're aware, the feasibility study was completed last year and is really the basis for all the numbers that we use, CapEx and OpEx and schedule as well. The project has not, I guess, engineering-wise, really progressed past the feasibility study, but it has progressed organizationally as we start to put together the project team under an integrated project team approach to begin execution of the project as soon as we have the financing package to allow that. So we're approaching this in an organized fashion, getting ourselves ready to get in the field as efficiently as we can. The other piece of work that is going on within the project, of course, is the completion of the environmental assessment. We've had a number of questions on that. We get constant questions on that, and it is in progress. We did start that quite some time ago, and if anyone is not aware, the Saskatchewan environmental assessment process is kind of a two-step approach. The first is called a determination. That's the word that's used, and it simply sorts projects into large or highly impactful projects to the environment that will need a full EIS versus those that are smaller or less impactful that can proceed into the regulatory licensing process. So we are in the determination process, and we are hopeful that we will head down the second path, which is the more streamlined path towards regulatory approval to do the various aspects of the project. Whichever path we end up down will represent some more environmental work, but essentially at the assessment stage, then you have then the ability to move ahead with detailed engineering and detailed licensing based on the individual package of work that you want to accomplish. We do see ourselves as we indicate in almost all of our materials, we're a potash mine of an entirely different color, and we look nothing like a typical potash mine, nor do we have anything like the environmental impact of a typical potash mine. So we do see ourselves as as going down the secondary path, which is the direct to regulatory licensing. And on that basis, what we have learned is within the assessment group, we are being held to a higher standard in terms of some of the assessment work that we're doing. Normally, the assessment level work is done to a certain level of detail. It's assessed at that level of detail, and then at the next stage, the regulatory stage, you go into much greater detail. What we're ending up doing now is a lot more of the regulatory level detail, particularly on the water, the groundwater sourcing side of things, and that's the activity that we're into now. So we've completed a requested longer duration pumping test of the groundwater aquifer. That data has been collected, and our consultant Golder Associates is doing the groundwater modeling right now, and in the coming weeks we'll complete that and submit that back to the assessment division department at Sask Environment to answer their final questions on that on the groundwater. So all of this again, though, leads us to our expectation that we will be in a position to be into construction this summer season. All right, that's the general status of the Vanguard 1 project. Once the financing package is complete, it will move into detailed engineering and detailed licensing for the construction activities that are planned. I'd like to talk a little bit about financing, both project financing and GenSource financing, And for that, I'll hand the microphone over to Rob Saray here to lead us through that. And then when Rob's done, we can go through a couple of questions that have been submitted in the last week or so. Rob?
Thanks very much, Mike. Good afternoon, everyone. Rob Saray here. Just a bit more on project finance as it relates to the Vanguard project. As Mike has alluded to, we are working pari passu or equally with the same effort on the offtake agreement, the detailed and definitive offtake agreements that are predicated by the MOUs that we have with the large agricultural companies that we're dealing with as offtakers. And at the same time, we are working with, as Mike said, some very large North American or the largest North American capital and debt groups for project financing. And they're both moving along quite nicely. The project financing package, though, is predicated on the completion of the definitive offtake agreement. So once we have the definitive offtake agreement signed and sealed, then we can proceed to completing the financing package. And what we've done is we've worked very hard, and our team at Heritage Capital and Industrial Alliance and Rock Global have worked very hard to on our behalf in engaging with these larger financial institutions, predominantly in the United States, and provided the necessary detailed information and relationship to bring us in and foster the financing for the project. There is a great amount of interest. There's also a great amount of detail that needs to be, worked through. And that's the process that we're in right now is going through the details of the financings. So expect to see completion of our definitive offtake agreements within timeframes that we have put out there. And as Mike has said, our goal is to be, has always been, to be on the ground and constructing this summer. So when you back up the timeframes, our financing package will necessarily need to be in place very shortly after the offtake agreements are completed and signed, sealed, and delivered. We are, again, talking with not just one or two institutions, but when I say several, there's more than five that we are in detailed discussions with under NDAs. So that's very exciting and keeps the team very busy and focused. The other part of the financing component is GenSource Potash Corporation, the public entity. We are working towards the financing coming up shortly here. We have applied to the TSX for approval of financing and price reservation, which we have been given this week. And so expect to see within the next week or two a news release with regards to our financing efforts at the GenSource level. If there is interest to participate in the financing, please feel free to reach out to myself or Mike or Deborah, and we can certainly discuss the upcoming terms and provide that opportunity to you. I think that's pretty much it from my perspective. If there's any other further questions, again, our team is very open. Please feel free to email or to give us a call, and we will get back to you and just chat with you as soon as reasonably possible for ourselves. And for now, I will hand it back to Mike.
Great. Thanks, Rob. Appreciate that. So the final item here is just to run through some questions. some of which we likely covered in the general material we've already been through, but I'll run through them nonetheless. We received one question regarding the retirement of our former director, Mark Stouffer, and the question around being, you know, what's next at the board of directors. And I think we've answered that with the appointment of John Ryan. The other part of that discussion is probably broader and more future looking in terms of building that board of directors such that it supports the corporation as it grows from where we are now as a small public company to a larger, more capable entity that is in the participating at least in the potash production industry. So that'll be important to add skill sets around operations as we go forward. So that's longer term goals there for the board. We're preparing the circular for the AGM. I'll put in a plug for the AGM. It's planned for the 1st of June this year. It's in Saskatoon. All shareholders will receive notification of that shortly once we get it completed and in the mail. But it also contains a list of directors for the coming year. Each AGM, directors need to be approved by shareholders. We had two other questions with regard to the environmental approval. Questions around when is environmental approval anticipated, another one indicating that we submitted the initial assessment to the province 10 months ago. Isn't that an unusually long time for determination? So I think we covered those, and there's no question it is an unusually long time for the determination process, but like everything else we do, we're a little different. Had we been a normal potash operation, there's a well-worn path through the environment department that these things follow. But we are so different that we're making our own path. And of course, making your own pathway through anything is harder and takes a little longer. And that's the situation we're in now. But it is, as indicated before, it's moving in a very positive direction, and we're confident we'll be in a position to be into construction this summer. We had one other question with respect to how confident we might be about the definitive agreements. Are they going to be signed, and ultimately will the financing be possible on the basis of those agreements? So the purpose of us engaging with finance groups at this stage is to ensure that they see the offtake agreements at the draft stage and can ensure that they are financeable, put that term in quotation marks because it means different things to different groups. But doing these things together with all parties looking at the same document allows the process to be more efficient, and we will work to include whatever's necessary in the offtake agreements to make the financing easier on the basis of the offtake agreements. So in terms of confidence level, we are very, very confident that we will have definitive offtake agreements. And subsequent to that, we're very confident also that those will be financeable agreements. The project, as we've seen in the feasibility study analysis, the project makes tremendous sense. Even at today's low potash prices, it's a very economic project all by itself. It doesn't require the price to continue to go up forever to support it. It works right now. And that, fundamentally, anything you try to do has to fundamentally make sense. So when you start with a foundation that fundamentally makes sense, everything gets a lot easier past that. So our confidence level is high for both the offtake agreements as well as the financeability of the project coupled with the offtake agreements. I think that that pretty much covers our list of questions that we received. A number of them were largely the same, so I may not have read exactly the words that that you may have written, but hopefully we've answered the general questions that have come in. With that, we'll call it a close for this conference. Again, we thank you very much for your time. And we look forward to the next conference after next quarter. And again, our next steps or the next things you see from us should be around offtake agreements, followed by environmental items on the project, followed by financing. That is our roadmap ahead of us. So thanks for your attention and interest, and we look forward to seeing you along that road. Bye-bye.